much smaller cavalry figure that you have in the exhibition is a really wonderful contrast to the terracotta warriors. They share the same medium, that is, they were both made out of earth, out of mud, formed earth. But the approach in their manufacture is vastly different. This small cavalry figure is only 9 inches tall compared to the life-size terracotta warrior and the life-size horse. They were also made in much smaller numbers, not by the thousands. And the other interesting thing about them is that if you look at the cavalry figure carefully, it's almost abstract sculpture. It's not really realistic. The face is one flat plane, and the nose is almost like a triangular pyramid, and the eyes and nose are sort of slits. You have a very abstract depiction of man and horse compared to the very realistic, very sculptural depiction of the horse and the soldiers from the first emperor's mausoleum. The small cavalry figure was handmade, in other words, sort of modeled literally by hand, whereas the terracotta army were mass-produced with modular components for the arms, for the legs, for the torso, for the head, that are then fitted together to form soldiers in different postures, soldiers with different armor on them, wearing different headgear and so forth. Their function in the burials, in the tombs, are similar because they were both meant to be substitutes for the real thing. But in the case of the first emperor's terracotta army, it's if the soldiers could suddenly come to life and walk, they would look like real soldiers.